Le'ilin nishmas rav kleni mishkam and ben rabbeinu eli melech. Kedushin perak dalet, mishnah aleph. Asar yuchsin olu mi bavel. There were 10 yuchsin, I guess people of lineage, that were olu mi bavel. When Ezra came from Bavel, he took all these yuchsin in order that he would leave over in Bavel where the batei dinim would be empty. There would be no beis dins there. So they had to be left over where there would be no sfeikus at all in Bavel. That all the people that would need to be sifted through to see who was mutter to marry each other, they all had to go with him to Eretz Yisrael, because that's where all the chachamim were going. So he had to leave over in Bavel with no sfeikus, very clear yichus in Bavel. So the 10 of them went from Bavel with him. Who were they? Kahani Levi'ei, Yisraeli, Chalolei. Those are Pashut. Chalolei is Kohanim that were born from Psulus L'Kahuna, like an Almana Kohen Gadol, a child of that, or a Gerusha, or a Chalola, or a Zona, all these three women to a regular Kohen, and the child then becomes a Chalol, or Chalola. So that's Chalolei. Geirei, the Charurei. Charurei are like Lashon of Cheres. These are Avadim, Evid Knani that was freed. Mamzere, Nisine, we mentioned. Shisuke, Vasufe. Shisuke and Asufe, we're going to explain what they are in the coming Mishnayos. These are people that were Mesupik, who they are, whether they're a Mamzer or not, pretty much. So now, Kohani, Levi'im Yisraeli, Mutarm Lavo Zel Bazeh. Kohanim, Levi'im Yisrael, they're Mutar, obviously, to marry each other. Levi Yisrael, Chalolei, Geirei, Vacharurei. Mutarim lavo zebazeh. Levi in Yisrael is allowed to marry a chalol, a ger, a charure, not a problem. Geire v'charure, mamzere unesine, shesuke v'asufe, kulon mutarim lavo zebazeh. So now you see that even a ger is allowed to marry a mamzer, or a nasin, or shesuke v'asufe is a suffic mamzer. They're all allowed to marry each other, even a ger, because like we said in the previous Mishnah, when the Torah says, Lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem, a kahal of geirim is not called a kahal according to this Tana. And therefore a mamzer is not aser to join the kahal geirim. So geir is allowed to marry a mamzer. And therefore it's pashut that a nasin, whether you hold a nasin is a goy midiraisa, or you hold a nasin is a Jew midiraisa, even if you hold he's a goy midiraisa, says Tesyanta brings b'shem Aran, that the Isser of intermarriage to the seven nations, that's only to a Yisrael that's meyuchas, but a ger, where the chshash for the yichus isn't as strong, there's no Isser. Now, what about the other way around, though? Why is it that, for example, is a shesuke v'asufe, so let's say they're suffic mamzer. What if they're really not a mamzer, though? We're not sure what they are, these children, we're going to see. If we're not sure what they are, what if they're not a mamzer, and you're allowing them to marry a mamzer? So here, the Gemara says, the Rab brings, that the Isser of the Torah is Bekal Vadai, that which we say a Mamzer cannot join the Kahal, that's Dafka, a Kahal that you're certain is a Kahal, not a Shesuki Nasufe. A Kahal Sufik, he can join. So these, Shesuki and Nasufe, since they're a Kahal Sufik, a Mamzer is allowed to marry them. And it's learned out from the Ribui of the word Kahal in the Parsha, that it's Dafka Kahal Vadai.